This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 9/30/20, last day of the month. This is show number 128. Well, we had the debate, Nick.
Yeah, we had the debate last night, and I have to say it was probably one of the worst debates I've ever watched. It was like watching really just a lot of talking over each other, and I have to say it was just a terrible, terrible debate overall. The talking points, the moderator there was the worst moderator I've ever seen in the history of debate. He was just awful, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, when somebody makes Candy Crowley look good, you know there's a problem. We don't need to get into the substance of it. Probably didn't make any difference. We'll see if debates 2 and 3 go on, but no car wreck like on the Indianapolis 500, right?
Yeah. Biden held up well. You know, he was alert. He spoke with a little bit of confidence last night. Talking points, if you go back and listen to it, I don't know if he's for the Green New Deal or against it. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know really what he's really for or against, but the moderator just never, ever pressed the guy, never challenged him. I mean, it's despicable. But I guess that we should be used to that already.
Yeah, we should be. Hey, so getting on to more important things, we got an ADP employment report for September.
That's right. We had pretty good data today. ADP employment report for September said that private sector payrolls were higher by 749,000. I think they were only expecting 600,000. So that's a big, big jump. Then you had the Chicago PMI for September. And I normally don't look at this. It comes out at the end of the month, every month. So last day of the month, you'll get it. And it came out at 62.4. That's a huge reading. They were only expecting a reading of, I think, 51 or 52. So that's a big, big reading there at 62. Anything above 50 represents expansion in the economy. And again, 62 is just a big, big number. So that's a big positive economic wise. And you have a big rally on our hands today. Dow is up over 400 points.
And we got the BLS coming out tomorrow for non-farm payroll. And normally theirs is a lot higher than ADP because ADP only applies to the companies that subscribe to ADP's payroll service, right?
That's right. We're going to have the non-farm payroll report out on Friday. So that'll be out on this Friday. Tomorrow will be Thursday. So right. we got a couple days. Yeah. But either way, it comes out at 8:30 a.m. on Friday, and we'll see what they have to say, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's the government's report. But right now, whenever you get a positive ADP report, you know, very often you're going to get a pretty positive report from the BLS as well. So we'll see what comes out of it. But, you know, as I always say, I never really care about the number itself. I care more about the market's reaction. But we'll see what we get there on Friday and how the market reacts there.
Yeah, well, this is a case where it went up Monday. It's went up Tuesday, and it's going up Wednesday, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we're on a charge here. Remember, the markets had that big, big sell-off starting in September, and we went down all the way till the 24th of September. So it topped out on September 2nd, bottomed out on September 24th, and they've been bouncing up and rallying ever since. Today will be interesting on the S&P 500 if they can recapture the 50-day moving average. So if the 50-day moving average can be recaptured today, that would be a small victory for the market.
Interesting, and I hadn't thought about that. So the trend, obviously, is still bullish.
Yeah, well, it was negative. Whenever you're below your 50-day moving average, you always want to be in a little bit of what we call caution mode. But today, if we recapture it, that's a positive. Now you need to build off of that. So there's still a lot of resistance in the S&P 500 around that 3,400 level. Right now, we're at 3,375 or so. But again, if you can get through that 3,400 level, maybe 3,450, then you start to move back into bullish territory once again.
All right. So we were temporarily bearish, I guess would be the right explanation, and now we're kind of neutral until we see evidence to the contrary?
Yeah. So what I tell my members at night, every night when I put out my report, I say, hey, right now, earlier in the month, went to a daily chart bearish, but the weekly and monthly charts are still very firm and still very much bullish. So, again, it's just a pullback, but we could still see more of this going into the election, Kerry. I don't want anybody to think the coast is clear and, there's no more rain clouds above us. This is a highly, highly contested election. There's a lot of shenanigans that could pop out of left field here. So I think you want to still be very, very cautious, just with the election risk in play.
Yeah, my guess is we're getting all this nonsense, all this noise of contested elections and everything else. I don't really believe it's going to happen. I really am skeptical of it. But if the market believes it's going to happen, then it doesn't matter until it actually does or doesn't.
That's right. That's 100% correct. And we'll see how we play out. Right now, we'll give the market the benefit of the doubt since it is moving higher. But we've seen, I've seen in the past, and I do a lot of cycle work, we're expected to have a real rocky and choppy ride going forward. I don't think that changes. You may get these bounces for 4 or 5 days, maybe a week or so, maybe longer. Maybe I'm dead wrong. We go to new all-time highs here. That's always a possibility. But one thing I will say is we've seen a lot of different things take place, recently. And whenever that happens, you just expect the unexpected. This is a very, very highly contested election cycle. We have a lot of wealthy people that do not want this president in power. And if we don't know that by now, we don't know anything. So, you really want to stay tuned. This can still be a choppy ride going forward.
Well, the way I look at it, Nick, is the immortal Will Rogers once said, ignorance got us into this mess and ignorance will get us out.
I love Will Rogers, and I agree with that.
Hey, so finally, and we'll do a little shorter show than usual, but because we only have that one major statistic coming through, gold and silver down a bit.
Well, today, you have gold down about $8, but it had a big day yesterday. So this is actually good action. You don't want to see a straight up move. Today, it's going opposite the market. So today we have gold down, $7 on the futures right now, trading at around $18.95. I don't think you want to make a lot out of it. I think that's good action. Silver, on the other hand, down 54 cents. That's about a 2% dip. So that's a little bit weaker today. So again, you have gold and silver retreating a little bit, but that's good. The longer this thing can stay on the sidelines, the bigger the breakout's going to be when it does occur.
And we know when this breakout comes, it's going to be like nothing we've ever seen before.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you have monthly chart consolidation. That's what you want to see. And if you get a monthly chart pattern, then you could start using the monthly chart timeframes to find targets. And those targets are enormous that can take place there. So again, I'd love to see gold and silver just sit on the sidelines for a while, chop around. I don't know if that's exactly what they're going to do, but that looks like what the pattern is telling us at this point in time.
All right. Well, that's interesting. And we'll have to see what happens in the days and weeks ahead. In any event, go take a look at inthemoneystocks.com and see Nick's extensive trading record going back years. Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz, and email us kl@kerrylutz.com with your comments and your experiences. We'd like to know how you've been faring market-wise through this bout of insanity we've been having. In any event, Nick, we will pick up tomorrow and see what the market will bring.
Sounds good.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.